Hello everyone. Today in this session we have to study about what is statistical design. Statistical design is one of the experimental design that permit the researcher to measure and eliminate the effect of extraneous variable. And it include completely randomized design, randomized block design, Latin square design and factorial design. Then what is completely randomized design? In this design, two principles of experimental design, that is principle of replication and principle of randomization, are applied. Usually it is used when the dependent variable is influenced by a single independent variable. There are two types of completely randomized designs. They are two group randomized design and random replication design. Two group simple randomized design involves selection of test unit to experimental and control group randomly. But in case of random replication design, the treatment is repeated many times because of principle of replication. And not only the test unit are randomly assigned, that is students, but the people who administer the treatment, that is the teacher, are also randomly chosen due to the principle of the randomization. Second types of statistical design is randomized block designs. In randomized block designs, the principle of local control is applied using blocks. These blocks are created with respect to a variable. Here, subject within each block are homogeneous with respect to the selected variable, and the result of the randomized designs are analyzed using a two-way ANOVA technique. The third important type of statistical design is Latin square design. Latin square designs allows a researcher to control two extraneous variables. Here, each treatment appears equal number of times in any one ordinate position in each row and corner. The main drawback of Latin square design is that it assumes that there is no interaction between the treatment and blocking factor. The last but not least important type of statistical design is factorial design. Factorial designs are used where the effect of more than one independent variable on the dependent variable is to be measured. Factorial designs are two types. They are simple factorial design and complex factorial design. Now let us discuss in detail what is simple factorial design and complex factorial designs. Simple factorial design is also known as two factorial design. The main merit of this design is that one can examine the interaction between treatments and levels and conclude whether the treatments and levels are independent or not. Then what is complex factorial design? Complex factorial designs are used when more than two factors are to be studied simultaneously. For example, the study can involve two experimental variables, each with two levels and one control variable. Thanks for listening, my class.